This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As we've been reporting, South Texas has become a new political battleground. It's probably too early to call the region for the GOP, but the party has been making strong gains among Latinx voters there, some of whom told us they felt taken for granted by Democratic candidates. Marketplace's Andy Euler now on how this is playing out with spending on ads with less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day.
Both political parties are spending unprecedented amounts of money on political ads in South Texas. After recent national elections showed more Republican support than ever in the Rio Grande Valley, its voters are now hearing ads like this.
No borders, no enforcement, just anarchy. Dangerous ideas.
The border is certainly a big election issue here, but it's not the only thing voters consider when picking sides.
Joe Biden wants to kill the oil and gas industry.
Ads like this are prevalent now, too, in a region where oil and gas is a big employer, says Mark Caswan at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley.
People hear transitioning away from oil and gas, and what they hear is that they're coming for our jobs. And so that actually has a very significant impact.
The Republican onslaught has Democratic candidates in the area asking state and federal party officials to send more money and personnel to the region. Carmen Perez is communications chair of the Webb County Democratic Party. She has definitely noticed the Republican Party ramping up its presence there.
I did see a lot of resources being funneled into the area in general. There was a lot of print being distributed, and they did have people going door to door. And so it's a challenge, and it's something that I hope no one takes for granted ever again in South Texas.
According to campaign finance reports, Republicans outraised Democrats this summer in three of the five congressional districts in South Texas. But the Democrats have purchased some attack ads of their own, like this one airing in McAllen.
She supported overturning Roe v. Wade and would ban abortion even if...
There is just an amazing amount of money being spent.
John Taylor is chair of the Department of Political Science and Geography at the University of Texas, San Antonio.
You can't pass any TV station in which there's not a commercial.
Taylor says both parties seem to be recognizing that South Texas voters are not a monolith. They're certainly not just going to vote for Democrats because that's what their families have always done.
Texas politics is going to be Latino. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The question is, what is the shape and the ideology going forward? That's a whole different discussion and one that I think needs to be really addressed.
He says political consultants and strategists who study what issues and platforms sway voters in the area are going to make plenty of money going forward. In Edinburgh, Texas, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.